This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States. It's not true.
That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
The day of doom has come, and for their dumbed-down slave minions, they are in complete panic. They are in open rebellion against our republic. They are in open warfare against this nation-state and prosperity itself. There is a civil war taking place, made up on their side by a bunch of miscreant, brain-dead bullies, and on our side by people simply trying to resuscitate the republic. I've traveled quite a bit, but not as much as my reporters. And repeatedly, people come up to them and scream, "You're an effing white male. You have no right to speak. Shut up, go away," and then assault them. And it's always a white man or a white woman. There's no irony lost on them that they're saying, "You don't have a right to speak. You're an effing white male." Now, I thought that that was just Abe Skrilix and a few other people that we caught on tape, and then it became some meme. I didn't understand until I went to D.C., but it's also happened in Austin now in the last month, where people walk up to me and go, "F you, white male! You're the problem, white males!" And it's a white person saying this to you, but it's always a shriveled beta male that looks like they are a reanimated dead body. I mean, they look like concentration camp victims. They've almost got green skin, their eyes are dead, and they just see somebody, and I'm not saying I'm Mr. Super Alpha Male, but, you know, I got tan skin and a big chest, a big neck, and I'm alive and happy, and they just see the fact that I'm happy and virile. And, man, they see my good-looking kids, so, oh, they just go crazy. It's horrible. And then I sat there. There's one video that's like 40 minutes long of the anti-male, pro-world government march that took place on Saturday. I was leaving D.C. While it was starting from like 9 a.m. to noon. I was in the middle of it. And for 40-something minutes, I streamed in the middle of it. And every 15 seconds, it's F you, Alex Jones. And every minute or so, F you, you're a white male, with hatred that I would have for somebody if they say killed my kid. I mean, I'm talking women that were so hateful, and then they'd say, with just total hate in their faces, "Hate not love." Or excuse me, I was being honest about what they're really doing. "Love not hate. Love conquers all. Love trumps hate." And we're going to take these videos and analyze them and just clip it together. I mean, I've got hours total over the 3 days I was there of F you white male. And these are completely whacked out crazy people. And they were attacking Millie. They were attacking Owen Schroyer. And they would attack and then say, "We don't be hateful. We love you." I mean, folks, these are crazy people. And they are total slaves. And they believe everything. They believe that Martin Luther King's bust has been taken out of the White House. They believe all the lies they're fed. They're victims.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no one, it's a night for, it's a young step, but out of bed. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Not your slave, New World Order, or your minion. You see, a lot of times the strongest are actually noble and don't want to enslave people. But it is many times the servile minions of evil that actually enjoy power and want to control everybody's language, reproductive rights, and the entire system of the culture. They're breaking up our families. They're trying to impoverish us. It's all admitted. It's all by design. And humanity worldwide is awakening to it. And there is an explosion in rediscovery of basic human systems, not values, but systems of men and women and families and sovereignty and free market and free association. Humanity hit the bottom in 2016, and humanity began to come back up towards the surface for air on January 20th, 2017, Trump and Bannon and others and myself are truly intending a new global renaissance and massive human empowerment. This is completely real. That's why the forces of evil are crapping their drawers. There are hundreds of articles a day saying that Trump is challenging world order. And their new spin is that the end of the American century is here. No, the globalists said this was the Chinese century. Now it'll be the American millennium. Just watch. Russia has analyzed this and had their best people look at it, and they know it's genuine and is deciding to link up with it. Japan is linking up with it. And for the first time since before World War II, Japan is announcing it's going to do fair trade deals now, because Trump wants to really be a partner and not a group dominating Japan. And Japan, that has been manipulated by the globalists for decades and told to screw over America, is now announcing a reversal of that operation. This is so incredible. I'm getting chills on top of chills right now. Now, let me tell you, they are allowing Madonna, who's one of the main spokespersons for Soren, for the Illuminati, for the enemy, to come out and call for the bombing and death of Trump. What an ugly harpy trying to pretend she's a young teeny bopper. Secret Service will investigate Madonna after Singer says she wants to blow up the White House. Lady, you're pushing people for insurrection and war. If a war starts, you're now in a man's world. You are a combatant. And you're fair game, sweetheart. So you call for the death of the man that would restore not just the republic, but the planet on a godly course of freedom? Well, let's just say people that actually do things don't make threats. But we know what you're trying to do, and you know this. If you are ever successful, or any of your minions are successful, there's not going to be anywhere on earth you can hide, witch. So you want to get in the arena? You want to back the jihadi so she backs open borders and bringing in the most oppressive people on earth towards women? You are an old, ugly vampire. And by the way, I love old people. I'm not knocking women that are old. I'm saying she's an old, evil, witch-like woman trying to be the young girl. It's directly out of archetypal fairy tales like Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all? Now, the truth is, your true form is now being revealed. Just look at that person completely turned over to evil. And Camille Paglia blasts Madonna's humiliating decline, embarrassing, inability to deal with aging. Yes, it's what really marks a woman. Can they age gracefully and then be strong and convert their timeless beauty into the actions and helping their family and others, or do they turn into a evil witch? Well, we know which way Madonna went. Let me just do this. It's a complete overwhelm. It's so hard to even to cover all this. Trump comes out, and I'm sitting there on the elliptical this morning watching it, and for 40 minutes with no teleprompter, just lays out total veritas. That there's all these unfair trade deals. He lists them specifically. And he says, listen, we're just going to equalize whatever they're doing, but we're going to have zero tax and zero tariffs domestically. So we'll have 50 beautiful, wonderful states to have competition in. And then anybody that equalizes trade with us, then we will equalize with them. But everybody thinks we're a joke because it's all so one-sided. The Heritage Foundation and all these groups lie to everyone and say that free trade is China with massive tariffs on us and us with no tariffs on them. Let me tell you what a real tariff is. It's Obama saying you can build a coal power plant or have one, but we're going to shut you down. We're going to bankrupt you. Trump comes in and says we're going to slash regulation 75%. I've talked to all the major business leaders, and they want tax cuts, and they're going to get those, and the middle class is going to get those. And the poorest Americans just won't have any more taxes. But he said everyone, almost 100%, say we want the regulations out of it. Absolutely. Where I live in Austin, Texas, it's almost as bad as San Francisco with regulations. That's just the city. I have family that the city for 6 months won't give them the occupancy letter to be able to move into the house they rebuilt. Obama went from Kohl's top cheerleader to its number one enemy. That's right. That's all part of his deception, his manipulation. Cutting off our power. People go, well, I don't own any coal stock. It was over half our energy just 8 years ago. It's 25% of it now because it's expensive or it's not available. You wonder why there's not jobs. Energy is the oxygen of the economy, period. If you don't have a tank of oxygen, whether you're a foot under the water and can't get up to the surface or 100 feet, you will die in 4 minutes. If you don't have readily available cheap energy, you're done in an industrialized world. They were turning off the lights for everyone but themselves in a consolidation, a greedy, horrible consolidation. And as Trump said, it's not reasonable. And it's reasonable for us to have a demand of a real economy. And it's easy. They admit in the white papers that they're trying to tie down the economy. But out of everything I'm going to cover today, and there is so much, the biggest news was near the end of his 22-minute speech on Friday. And I was there like 70 yards below as he gave that speech. It was so historical. And it was so on target. I knew it was true. I knew he was true blue. I just could not believe the total reversal and the fact that I ever doubted Trump. My gut, my spirit didn't, but now it was just pouring through my flesh that this is a treasure. And no wonder every evil enemy hates him, just as they hate me, and just as they hate you, you bitter clingers in flyover country. Ashley Beckford, a great reporter and researcher and video editor, that's how we first hired her, but then she's great at reporting. She also has courage, and that's really what you need. She went down to the Women's March. You know, they just say they speak for women. George Soros does. They admit he funded almost every organization that brought people out. An exercise of database control. They put their people on the street. And they called her an Uncle Tom, just as they did months ago, even before Trump had won. It's just crazy. They're the nastiest, most hateful people ever. I was called a white male at least 300 times by white women or little weird beta scrawny guys screaming at me, I hate you, you effing white male. You're the cause of all the problems. I mean, that is the 180-degree difference from what Martin Luther King said, that you judge people by what they do, what they stand for, and what they produce, and the character. This is the most racist, hateful. They're so cartoonish. And I don't say they were ugly and skinny and zip covered. I felt bad for them. I mean, if there'd been like 30% of them like that, I didn't see one male that looked as strong as I did. I didn't see any of them that looked as half as manly as I did. And then I looked around with like the war hero security I've got and Navy SEALs, and I'm going to leave it at that. And they looked like twice as tough as I am. And then I look at them, these people are like, I could have taken on 50 of these guys. I mean, easily. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I know. I mean, I've gotten in brawls where you beat down one guy and two more get on you. I mean, the point is, I mean, maybe 100. They were so weak and so shriveled and so dead-looking, it was like a science fiction movie, like some interdimensional spider had sucked their soul out. Man, I'm scared. I've never been scared. We're going to skip this break until now. And I was scared for them because it's like they're demon-possessed, folks. It's like we're in a sci-fi movie. And the women were like these bloated, hateful, and the faces they would make were so demonic. They go, yeah, like that. Yeah. I mean, I call them goblins because they are. We got the videos. A lot of you watched them live. We're going to get the clips and slow them down. And then they, yeah. I mean, other media will take those pictures and show those, but I don't care. That's what they do. They deceive. They say, he took the Martin Luther King bust out. Then they show the crowd at 8:30 when the police hadn't even opened up the barricades to let anybody in yet. And they go, look, nobody showed up for his crowd. Trump comes out, counters him, shows he had the biggest crowd ever. And they come out on the news and say, well, CNN says, well, we know Hitler had big crowds. And he went to the CIA memorial in Langley at the CIA to speak. And it was just incredible. Now, if you're a TV viewer, most of you have already seen this, but radio listeners, I'll describe it. They showed it. They were smart. They didn't show it when it was totally shut and all the checkpoints were shut so you couldn't get in down Pennsylvania Avenue. They waited till they just opened it. And because this happened like 5 minutes after they'd opened it, so that there were still some crowds that looked like little circles. But, of course, then it completely filled up. Even though there were Black Lives Matter and all these Soros groups beating people up at the entrances, and the police were letting them do it. But just think of how evil the media is that they ran this deception, and they had people in the airports, to me and to my crew, who flew on another flight, saying, "You're losers, ha-ha, we saw the photos, no one showed up for your rally." And they're still running this. CNN last night was still saying Trump didn't have a big crowd, even though the Metro and all the evidence shows the biggest crowd ever. But, I mean, and then when Trump defends it and shows the truth, they say, oh, he's arrogant and is always defending himself. Yes, this is a process of exposing what servile liars you are. But he goes to CNN, Freudian slip, same group, CIA, and people are sick of the tyranny. They're sick of the evil. Standing ovations. And then they cut back to CNN, and the host is like, look at him in that hallowed ground. Who does he think he is even being there at that memorial area when these CIA people don't like him? And it was the total opposite of him just getting standing ovations, and they cut to, how dare the president of the United States visit the CIA? Who the hell does he think he is? I'm telling you, the propaganda is so dumb, and none of it makes any sense. But see, they've green-lighted the media, do whatever you want, be as nasty as you want, and they're for a spirit of keeping us poor and dominating and being bullies, so they've been hired because they go along with that, and so it kind of accelerates the recruitment of more scum, and they're led by a bunch of pedophiles at the top, we all know that, and so this is what evil looks like. So I can tell you, there is a great spirit of wickedness that was in these people. And after they lost, they really showed their fangs and who they are, and they are now running around bullying and screaming and getting in everybody's face everywhere. And that's why it's important for all of us not to go back to sleep, but to redouble our efforts. I told my crew when Trump won, I said, I want you to bring back in the guy that builds the ESPN studios, the Fox News studios, you name it, in this warehouse here that we just cleared out. I want a giant war room. We're going to call it the war room. And I'm going to do daily briefings in there, and I'm going to start a whole new show every day. I'm going to work more now, and I'm going to try to recruit even more reporters and people, and we're going to live time with, like, screens, analyze lies as they're happening, and fact check as they're happening, and I said we're going to call it the War Room. Now, that was internally. David Brock, the main Democratic ground-level strategist for the Soros operation, has announced that they are moving to impeach Trump. They are setting up a new operations center called the War Room to wage war against Trump and to move for the impeachment of Trump. It begins. David Brock, far-left donors, plan Trump impeachment. And you can see now they were arrogant, believing their own propaganda that was meant for the weak-minded public to just stand down or believe it when Hillary stole it, believe that it was real. Now that they figure out how bad they got beat, they are charging back with at least, now listen to me carefully, 10 times the energy. They couldn't get hardly any of their people out on the streets before because they were so arrogant, believing they were invincible. They said 500,000 women hit the streets. Usually the media lies. It was over 1 million. The Trump crowd's estimated about 1.8 million. It was over 1 million women. Now, nobody was trying to block them going into Pennsylvania Avenue. Nobody was trying to stop them. Nobody was beating them up like they were doing to us. But, and they were just so stupid. Most of them, we tried to talk to them, could hardly talk. They were either really young and really stupid, or they were just hateful old women with men in tow that would all walk behind them and take their orders. So it's a total inversion of reality, and just the caricature of what they claimed that men were doing oppressing women, they are now going to do it to, quote, men. But then there's a twist to all that. There was a globalist double-cross plan to carry out 9/11 with Saudi Arabia to then take over the Middle East, take out Islam's non-radical enemies, then open up Europe and the United States, bring in the jihad, and make us conform to them. But that plan has basically leaked. It's been exposed. But that's why I said on the live stream Saturday, in the middle of them screaming and cussing at me, because there were so many Islamic men and so many Islamic women wearing hijabs and holding up signs of women in a red, white, and blue hijab, I said, I bet this is going to be Islamic-funded, is one of the biggest groups. Turns out the biggest group there, funded by Soros, is a Sharia law group saying women need the freedom of being under Sharia law. I got home, and they had the woman on CNN saying, we're going to bring Sharia and freedom to women. They're flipping the script. They're going from denying all this to openly activating. I mean, who could make that up? And we would say to women, you know, the Islamists that Hillary and Kerry and Obama turned loose have enslaved hundreds of thousands of women, killed hundreds of thousands, sex slavery. They go, no, that's not, that's Trump. There's an interview with Millie, does one, and she brings it up to them. She goes, well, Hillary is the main, one-fifth of her money came from Saudi Arabia. That's admitted. And they go, no, that's not true. Trump got way more. He's way richer. They just have no connection, no understanding. I mean, it is crazy. Women's March organizer recently met ex-Hamas operatives, has family ties to terror group. Yeah, and pushes Sharia law for women. And then they bring her and others on CNN. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, here's how Trump's going to beat them. And they know this, and it's why they're so scared. The United States is going to end up dominating the planet out of this, but not out of military force and not out of coercion, not out of dirty trick squads, but off of turning on the engine of liberty and deploying the incredibly advanced technologies that DARPA and our top scientists and others have developed and that have also been stolen from everybody else, that were meant to be farmed out to select global corporations to destroy the nation state. Trump is planning on distributing these technologies fairly to everyone, but having the United States have the key dominant role, because we built it all, the UK, Germany, and the US, if you want to get down to it, like 90% of it, everything, okay? And in France, others were involved, but just if you got the main engine of innovation, and the Japanese and Chinese done a lot too, but nobody can deny the internet, all of it, atomic weapons, it just goes on and on. We're the leaders. And instead of this all being shelved as disruptive technology, Trump is preparing to roll it out. Now, they're desperate because they're going to kill tyranny with prosperity. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't say it's the cure for cancer because some of these are so fast moving and so deadly. And some people's physiology, you know, don't take to some of the treatments that have been suppressed. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have serious treatments that will pretty much, as we know it, make cancer be seen as something like polio that's completely eradicated in the West. And Trump knows they're putting it in the vaccine. He knows instead of curing it, they're giving it to people. That's been declassified. Trump knows everything. I told you he'd come out against the vaccines. Not that science isn't okay. It has some side effects. They're Trojan horsing it. Trump has goodwill. Trump is loving and strong and just a good person. And it seems like unthinkable, but he's a hard-nosed business guy. He's an alpha male. He's a strong guy. Don't people push him around, runs over his competition. But Donald Trump knows that even if his family can be touched by these bad vaccines, that this is pure evil. And we prayed for it. We hoped for it. We've worked for it. Let's be clear. InfoWars and our audience created the atmosphere and the global movement at the right time to totally discredit globalism right as it began to go off the launch pad. As I've told you for 20 years, we're going to expose it. We're going to warn people about it. They're going to laugh at us. They're going to attack us. But as soon as they begin to go operational and turn the world economy off and go after the family and announce their world government, when their system is on the launch pad with primary ignition, the public will wake up. There'll be a huge brush fire of consciousness, and then our big artillery guns will load and blow that ship up on the tarmac. And right now, it's on fire. It's blowing up right now. I mean, it is exploding in front of your eyes. It came quicker than I thought. We are blowing it to pieces right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to roll through the news here, obviously, and break down the big picture, because we've got a truly demoralized, brainwashed, servile group of state worshipers who just live such bizarre, domesticated, weak lives that they see those of us that aren't domesticated and those of us that are alive as the enemies. They want to get rid of us. There could be one of us left on the earth that, you know, the zombies hadn't pulled down and basically turned into one of them, that they would allow us to survive. They wouldn't let one of us be left. I mean, it's totally spiritual. And I've always known this, but when I saw it in D.C., I was hurt. I didn't think, wow, our opposition looks like hell. I was looking all over the place, and I couldn't find any of them that didn't look like they were half dead. Young, old, you name it. Now, during the Trump event, right before the inauguration, I did see some attractive women and people, but They were always with like really weird, wimpy guys that were giggling and laughing. And I'd say, come on over to the camera. Just tell me what you think. They go, no, and just start laughing. And we're like mentally ill. And I could tell the women, and I'm not saying this to brag, were attracted to me. But they'd be looking like they're attracted at me, but then just looking like I was evil and then shake their head and just walk off like they were in a trance or something. It was really, really bizarre. I mean, to see, and then to see the Trump supporters. I mean, the black Trump supporters were like the best dressed, most articulate people. And people would say, oh, they're black. You're saying articulate. No, I'm saying more articulate than me. See, that's your racism. When I say some black guy was a really great speaker, it was because he's a really great speaker. The way his voice sounded, the way he looked, what he said was better than what I said. I wasn't patting a black guy on the head. I was saying what I said. See, everything they've got geared where we can't ever come together. They're even teaching. If some white person tells a black person they think they're really cool, that's because they're racists. They've got everything geared to keep us in each other's throats. Let me get back to what I said. The Indians that we spoke to were the most eloquent, smart, fiery, focused people I've ever seen. The black Trump supporters just had power in their eyes. The Hillary supporters looked completely freaked out and like they were lost puppies, just totally freaked out and going, I used to really like you, Alex, but now you're racist and I just hate you. Like, about to want to attack me. And I'm like, oh, but no, but you're good. Oh, but you're, I mean, it's like, they're like mind controlled folks. This is crazy. And I'm just saying the black people I ran into were mainly confused. But not the white people, man. They were whacked out of their minds. And then I was around the Trump supporters, and I was almost embarrassed. I was like, these people are all so good-looking. I mean, I was like the 50th percentile in there. I'm not bad-looking. They were just super handsome, super good-looking, the Hispanics, the Asians, the everybody. And you could feel it. I saw Chinese and Japanese people in the crowd, all super nice dressed, you know, super, like, crying when Trump was up there. Because they could feel it. I forget the term they have in Japanese for the spirit or, you know, somebody's mojo, but they can really pick it up. They're just like, whoa. Chi. It's beyond that. It's called, it's another term. The Japanese believe you get around somebody who's powerful. You can, by being around them, you actually pick up their, I forget what it's called. But you could really feel it. And it was amazing. And it was that crowd of people. And Trump's up there. He's feeling it. He's receiving it. As like a big dynamo generator to give us the confidence to break the spirit of evil and weakness that has broken this country's back. And we can see our back being healed and the sinew and the bone coming back together. And the enemy is just, no, I poison your water. I poison your food. I poison your culture. It's all declassified. We put poison art out there. We've tried to destroy your families. And now this. They are just howling at the moment they thought they had us. And it just makes me want to work 25 hours a day. I mean, I'm not kidding. This battle is so real. Evil is so real. We must defeat this. You know, Trump got the big briefing and the nuke codes before he walked out because they said the president of the United States, he's the president, and then he takes the oath. There's that transformational twilight or dawn moment, that twilight or dawn between the old administration and the new, and Trump walks out. Trump goes in like this for the briefing. He comes out and is like, and people are like, whoa, he looks shaken. Yeah, sure, there's a long-term eugenics program. You've already been briefed on it, I'm sure, by some of the generals, but they've only got part of it. There's a species-wide program going on, and he's going to get all the briefings now. And then Donald Trump is going to know what I've reverse-engineered and more. You can look at his face when he talks about we're going to unlock the secrets of the universe. We're going to unlock the secrets to disease and illness, and we're going to eradicate it. And you can see he looks like he's about to break down. He's a guy right at that moment because now he knows. They're not going to be able to keep it from him. Just like when JFK came into the presidency and they said, sir, there's an ongoing plan to blow up buildings in the U.S. and blame it on the Russians to start World War III. And there's a plan to survive in the bunkers, sir. And he said, that's crazy. I'm firing these generals. Eisenhower had just said no to him. and was all freaked out at his farewell address, like, beware the military-industrial complex. He wasn't against the troops, like the media says. He was against the people that had hijacked who were crazy. L.L. Limnitzer and others. Well, Trump just got those briefings. And I know what they are because I've studied the whole enemy plan. You know, the enemy in the 20s and 30s and 40s wrote about what they were going to build. They did it in the 1860s, too. I don't know how they got their advanced knowledge, but they said, we've got to discover the double helix. We've got to create biometrics to control everybody. We've got to begin social engineering through the food and water and through injections. That's a quote. And they even wrote books on the whole plan. So when they were conceiving of it, it's all public. And then you can see the program was developed and set up. And so the strongest of us have already been really hurt by all this. But imagine what it's done to the weaker of us. It's turned them into these hordes. God almighty, man. It was horrifying. My soul cried out for them. And I caught myself, you know, saying, again, not even aggressive things, just loud things back to them about, I'm here to help you. Look at how you're with the jihadis. Look how they're directing you. There'd be guys in their little Islamic jihad outfits. You're going to get it, Jones. Pop right up in my face. And I'd say, is your brand of Islam leading this and enslaving women? You know, is it happening? And they would just like look at me because they knew that I was right and looked embarrassed. Only the controllers looked embarrassed because they know what they're doing is going to damn their soul to hell. You got to have a certain IQ to be a controller, and then you realize that you're going to be destroyed as well, and that you've been bullied from birth into this radical Islam, and that you're part of something that's so anti-human. Now, I want to play this clip because I mentioned it, but this is the most important clip out of all of it. To say America first, it simply means our nation's built to take care of the people and give people a chance to grow and have initiatives and pride and ideas and true service. Not naked psychological warfare declassified to divide us all and turn us into stupid slaves. And I look at the panicked people still at their chairs. Still at CNN, still at MSNBC. They're all being sold off soon. Because they couldn't deliver. And this is them desperately going, no, no, no. We'll beat him. We'll beat them. Watch. Their bosses are building, you know, 1,000-acre compounds in Kauai, like Zuckerberg and others, or they're moving to the Cook Islands or New Zealand. They're all evacuating now because they're planning something big in phase two to stop Russia, to stop the United States, to stop Japan, who has joined us, and to stop the UK, who's joined us. In an emergency plan to turn the eugenics world government program around. We don't have long. The next phase was going to be huge wars and bioweapons being released that are going to start killing hundreds of millions. They'll use that crisis to put in a bigger police state and then billions. They were getting ready to go truly operational into 2025 towards total worldwide collapse. I told you if we put out emergency warnings and expose this, that people inside the technocracy would be forced to move because they were compartmentalized but already knew how bad this was, but were waiting for the public to be informed enough so that we could try to reverse this. We've done it. Right now, we are in a position. Because you're seeing the other Brexits and other nationalist movements, they're strong. But notice when America does it, it's with a flame-throwing colossus like Trump who just cuts down the line. With it's only the Holy Spirit. I mean, that speech he wrote, notice I was tweeting before, he's going to declare the birthright, bring God back in, for real. He's going to declare providence and say, God is with us, but we have to ask God in and give God the credit. Obama and all of them were just being exercised like demons because they understand they had to break our will, get God out, to control us. And by getting God out, they took over our churches and put little devils in almost all of them. You go into those churches, you feel the energy. It's the most satanic you feel anywhere. All of that's going to be broken if we decide to break it. This is an incredible time, ladies and gentlemen. It is unspeakably good. Now, a nuke could go off tomorrow. People say, oh, well, they didn't go off during the inauguration. I didn't say it would. I said they're really hyping terror attacks, and a bunch of Democrats aren't going to be there, and they're calling for the death of Trump, and he needs to check the White House for explosives, because I wouldn't be surprised if they don't blow the damn thing up and have, you know, 1,000 pounds of C4 in his office when he goes in there and say, you know, Al-Qaeda did it. You notice he's not staying in there for months, and you notice that Madonna's calling for the White House to be blown up. Their intention's very clear. But if you people think you're going to kill Trump and then kill this worldwide movement, if Trump's killed, God is going to send somebody right out of the blue, five times more powerful. That's how this works. Anyone who's listened for 20 years knows I've always talked about the fact that I was on air knowing in my spirit that I had to warn everybody for the public and the world, and not just for this country, but worldwide. National sovereignty, the Renaissance, reawakening to truly godly values, and most importantly, that I knew there were leaders out there, and you heard me beg every week, where are the leaders? Where are the billionaires? Where are the strong men that I know are smarter than I am, who don't have spirits of evil? Where are you to oppose this eugenics program? And now you're about to see it. I've got tons of news I need to hit, but here's that clip from near the end of the speech where he... This is a prelude, a hint, kind of like the sun coming up from behind the mountains, and it's really dark, but the first light comes over, you see it in some high clouds, it's golden. Might be 30 minutes till you actually see the sun come up, but you get that first line of light, and you're seeing it, and the enemy sees it, like a fiery standard in the sky, a message, and they are just beside themselves. Because America has hit bottom and is coming back up, and so are so many other places in the world. And as that spirit accelerates, as the optimism intensifies, as we reject the evil Hollywood culture and all the rest of the garbage, it is going to be an incredible time. But it's because the enemy is going to reorganize with AI and other systems and global crises that are going to come, and humanity needs a time to strengthen itself before the final phase that will choose the destiny for humanity forever. This is the prelude in the next 15, 20 years for the entire future. This is it. Trump's not perfect. Nobody is, but it's a preparation. You know, Ron Paul has an article that's up on Infowars.com I'm going to talk about in the next segment. He says, Trump's foreign policy, an unwise inconsistency? Trump cannot be for war and against war simultaneously. Well, Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, former congressman's on this Wednesday. We'll discuss this. People misinterpret the Bible. I mean, it's admittedly misinterpreted, where they say, thou shalt not kill. It's really, thou shalt not murder. Because in the very same book in the Bible, it says, rise up and defend your family and kill those that come to hurt you, you know, during the night at your home. I mean that's undebatable. But they take it and they twist it, and they just like to do Romans 13, they say, thou shalt not kill. Really, I mean, don't even kill a cow, don't even kill a sheep we're about to eat. I mean, don't, you know. And then the whole Old Testament's about defending yourself and killing those that come to attack you and defending your family. Well, it's the same thing here. If Al Qaeda and ISIS are attacking innocent nations, killing people, spilling out, murdering, we're going to defeat the problem that the globalists helped create to stop it, to liberate. Trump didn't start those wars. He's trying to end them before they spill all over the world, which was the globalist plan. So it's not inconsistent. It's stopping war. It's stopping death. And everybody who studied any history knows, or the Bible, there is a righteous war. It's a war of defense. And so I understand he's saying, well, this is inconsistent. No, it's not. Let's not start a war with Russia. China's threatening us. Let's beef up for that. Let's not turn radical jihadis loose everywhere to murder people. Let's go roll them up and kick them back to their countries they were in and try to liberate those countries. If the people vote for that, we'll support them. Instead of having an Arab Spring to put every radical jihadist Saudi Arabian funded group in, he's blocking the entire New World Order program. He's not an isolationist, ladies and gentlemen. He's about to resurrect America and spill it out free market and culturally worldwide. 1776 worldwide. I'm going to skip this break, too. Yeah, hello. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots.
Have you heard that before? This is it. Everybody says they want freedom. Everybody says they want to be able to come together, have a shot at the future. This is it. It doesn't mean Trump's going to implement anything perfectly. He's got all these underlings, all this bureaucracy. Our country is super corrupt. There are so many lazy, dishonorable people that have been produced by this system. We've got to cut them off. Just like spoiled kids, they've got to be cut off. There's got to be some tough punishments here and tough measures. And, you know, people like Madonna shoot their mouth off and say, go kill the president to a crowd of a couple hundred thousand people, half a million people, maybe a million people. One way or another, she's going to get repercussions for that. People say, oh, don't threaten Madonna. Hey, she's the one making the threats here. She wants to kill an elected leader. Madonna? Madonna needs to pay. The leaders of this evil who go around trying to organize death and destruction and openly announce war? That's a violent action. If I told a crowd of upwards of a million people, I want to blow up the White House, somebody ought to do it. A lot of weak-minded people take that as the reason to do it. And then somebody goes and hijacks a gas truck and loads it with explosives and gets it in and blows up part of the White House. They'll hail Madonna as a hero in MSM. MSM isn't just controlled leftist media. It's the worst elements of the corrupt hijacked intelligence agencies who have a religion of making you poor and dominating you. America is the big prize in their world government takeover. Notice the stronger a people are, the meaner the globalists are to them in different countries and regions of the world. And they hate us the most. They hate the Russians wildly. They hate the Japanese. They hate people in Africa. They hate everybody. They hate Europe. They want us poor and under their control. This is the key to everything. They want us sick. And you go look at their servants. It's judge a tree by its fruits. You go look at their minions. You go look at their slaves. You go to that million woman march. And it was just the vicious, ugly, hateful, twisted, stupid, scraggly, just shuffling, obese. And I'm not trying to be mean. I've been overweight. The point is it's part of the plagues of the corruption. And then the few people that didn't look like they were half dead were young high school girls who would say, oh, it's Trump's funded by Saudi Arabia, not her. Nah, I love Hillary. Just their delusion is God. And then she gets attacked physically. A man literally, well, it's all video. It runs up to her, Owen Schroyer, separately, and they start humping you. They start pushing you with their weight and humping you. Or they throw urine or feces on you or batteries. And they scream with the ugliest faces I've ever seen. I mean, they contort them into ugly faces. Yeah. I hate you. I mean, I'm not going to do it because it hurts my voice. And I can make the faces. It's very demonic. So they have tied their minds into a very wicked place. They are dialed into the ether to a very, very wicked low area. Yeah. This is the guy that goes around humping. He's humping the street preacher. Here, back this up. There's so much cussing, though. I mean, there's like F-bombs every 3 seconds. And there's a street preacher, and they go to conservative events, liberal events. They go to football games. They go to everything. They're all over the country. I forget the group. And they're good street preachers. They really lay it out. It's good to listen to. It's their First Amendment. And he starts pushing him harder and harder, and he almost falls over. And this is one of the biggest ones. This guy would be like a, you know, top 100 percentile for the trendies. I mean, he's like their alpha male. and he's humping this guy. And he goes, look, he's humping him. And he starts shoving him. And then he starts shoving and humping on Millie. And then Owen had people shoving and humping him. So, because they're all trained. And they all go to these events, these seminars. And they found it freaks people out if they're pelvically up to your buttocks thrusting their penis into you. This is what they do. I had them doing it to me, and I'd be like, what are you doing? And they're just humping on the side of you. And I just shove them off of me. I mean, I'm done. So, if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show. Crew's doing a great job, but I'm bringing this up. I don't know how you're finding it in just seconds, because there's like, that'll be 30 hours of video on Infowars.com and our Facebook and YouTube. We've got to have people go through it and put it up. By the way, let me just stop for a moment. I've skipped two breaks today. I've done all this. I'm not doing that anymore today. This is how we fund our operation. This is how we have reporters all over the country. I want to set up White House correspondents because I've got to have a camera crew, video personnel, social network folks, and at least one or two reporters. I intend, but I actually have to plan it, not just do it half-baked. To set up a Washington bureau, because now there's real change happening as we retake the nation's capital. It takes money. I need the money. Paul wants to set up a London bureau. It was just a few people, but he'll get the job done. And we talk about today also rotate in about 6 months out of the year into the D.C. bureau. And I talked to some of the Trump people. They thought Paul would be ideal at the White House. He's a humble guy. I have to make him go on air, and he's like a superstar because he doesn't want to go on the air. When he does it, he's so good. Guys, been with me 16 years, made him start going on air 5 years ago. Told him, I'm cutting your pay in half if you don't start doing it. Just amazing. But we got a lot of plans. We're going to fight hard now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, and we need the money. And we've got nutraceutical supplements that everyone's got to have. And I told them to end the special this Sunday. They're doing it one more day, and then it's over. The Inaugural Nation Day special's extended until tonight, and then it will be gone. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Brain Force Plus, 30% off, plus 20% more each bottle. DNA Force, back in stock, 10% off. Secret 12, 20% off. Survival Shield, X2, Nation Iodine, 30% off. Knockout Sleep Formula, 20% off. And many other formulas at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And it's the new year. Great to do an Oxy Powder Flush. Liver Shield's back in. Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse. We've got, these are prints, not just posters, done by the most famous artist out there when it comes to presidential paintings and drawings. He's the official guy for the GOP. Limited edition, printed just for InfoWars, of Donald J. Trump. I need to do a video, actually show people the parchment paper and how amazing. That's just a scan of it, and that doesn't give it justice. It's unbelievable. 1995. I mean, I could sell these in an art gallery probably for $1,000 a piece framed. That's another thing. I wanted to offer a frame version of these, but I guess we didn't. Whatever. The point is that 1995, limited edition. It's got 5-star reviews. Just got its first review. We started selling it last week. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds for the spring planting coming up, from fruit trees to tomatoes and cabbage to berries, or the storable food, it's all about life. It's all about water filters. You don't need the glyphosates that are meant to emasculate men and give women cancer. And that's a fact. It's been found, and it's in the documents. InfoWarsStore.com. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139. All right. Thank you all for your support. Amazing job. This is your victory. Humanity's turned the corner and coming back to life. We'll be back in the second hour. A bunch of guests coming up and a bunch of news I haven't hit yet.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen?